This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're now listening to Boomsies with Dan O'Toole on the BetRivers Network.
Thanksgiving weekend is in the books here in Canada. We have Thanksgiving at the proper time. We give thanks for our bountiful harvest. We say thanks for all these great crops that the farmers provide. And I have an updated top five Thanksgiving food list. 5, mashed potatoes. 4, dinner rolls. Dinner rolls, sop up that gravy. Perfect. I didn't add gravy in here because it's not really a food. Number 3, mashed potatoes. Number 2, turkey. And at number 1, stuffing. Every year, you're like, the stuffing, I forgot about it. And every year, it hits a home run. It throws a Hail Mary. Ones that are done, cranberry sauce. You're done. Carrots, every time. You say, this is the year they're going to be good. Never. It's never the year. Carrots, you're done. Bumsies.
Well, welcome to the show. Come on, it's time, let's go. So glad that you're here. Ooh. We're going to talk some sports and talk and talk some more.
Oh, crap. Poured my cherry coke a little too close to the mic and got it on it. We're the Soggy Mic Boys. What's sip, everybody? We got an ice machine now, and it's changed. It has literally changed our lives. And I now serve orange juice in this house differently because of that ice machine. You get a juice glass. You fill it to the brim with ice. Then you pour that orange. Warm orange juice days. They're done here. You get that orange juice ice cold. It'll change your day. It'll change your life. Welcome to Boomsies. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. We're in the stage where... the air conditioning's on, the heat's on, the windows are open, the windows are closed. It's fall, baby. And the greatest thing about fall is that the leaf rule is in effect in golf. I actually have a Canadian friend, my friend Gavin, who I was talking to on the phone yesterday. And I was talking about the leaf rule, and he plays golf. He's like, what's that now? The leaf rule. You hit an errant drive or an errant shot. And it's fall, and there's leaves on the ground. You can't find that ball? A free drop. Golf purists will say, Dan, you're doing it all wrong. I'll say, go screw yourself. I'm not making the tour. I'm taking leaf rule all day. 300 yards into the woods? I can't find it. Leaf rule. I don't do that. If I hit into the woods, I don't take a leaf rule. But if it's over near those woods, free drop, baby. So we had a nice long weekend. The other beauty about Canadian Thanksgiving, you can have your meal on Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. My kids would disagree as we had ours on Saturday. They said, well, what are we doing here? I say, it's a dealer's choice. You can have it anywhere. No, you can't. I'm like, well, we are. Traditionally, people have it on Monday. I don't agree with that. Sunday, Saturday, perfect. Then you get turkey leftovers the rest of the weekend. Come on now. What's not to love? So on the Saturday of our long weekend here in Canada, the Blue Jays general manager, Ross Atkins, decided, you know what? The season's over. I'm going to have my year-end media conference at 11 o'clock on a long weekend Saturday. No one in the organization said, I don't know, maybe have it Friday, or better yet, maybe Tuesday. But he chose Saturday, 11 a.m., when everyone that covers the team is preparing for a nice weekend to give thanks with their families and friends. I sent out a tweet and I said it was doomed from the start because of when he held that news conference. Ross Atkins is not in the good books with Jays fans. 7 years they've been waiting for something. The analytics nerd was supposed to be one of the saving forces of this franchise. He's done absolutely nothing. And then he dug himself further into the bad. Do you dig yourself into the bad books? Claw your way into the... Well, he went a bunch of pages deeper into the bad books with Jays fans. Because he threw his manager under the bus. John Schneider, he took Jose Berríos out of game two when Berríos was chucking darts. Zero runs on the board. One base runner on. He takes Berríos out in the fourth, puts in Kikuchi, and then the Twins go on to score two runs. Jays didn't score any runs that game, so I don't know. But it was a big deal. At the time, everyone pointed to, this is how the teams run. They're all analytics. This was from the top on down, they made this decision. Atkins says, nope. I didn't know about it until you did. The philosophy in sports is you win as a team, you lose as a team. If you are in a position of power, that is even more so the case. Even if Atkins had no idea that this was going to take place, you stand behind your manager and say, that's what we preach. We preach analytics. That's why the move was made. I completely agree with it. You don't say, yeah, I don't know what that guy was doing. Do you? No, you don't do that. And you don't think that as an analytics nerd, Atkins, who said he had nothing to do with the decision, you don't think the coaches and everyone involved with that decision thinks, okay, what do they want us to do? How do we save our jobs? Well, he's an analytics guy, and the analytics point to us taking Berríos out, so we better do it. Yet Atkins somehow thinks, nothing to do with me. And then further into that news conference, he didn't say we will work out, we're going to test the waters with our free agents and see how things go. No, he said it was good to have Chapman, Kiermaier, Belt. He said essentially those guys are already gone. He didn't say we don't know what is going to happen in free agency. We'll have talks. He said they're out the door. It was baffling. And now Shapiro, the head of all this clusterfuck, he speaks to the media this week. So he's got to go and mop up the mess. We'll see how he handles that. Does he get out there and say, I don't know what that Atkins guy's saying. You know as much as I do. Because at this point, does a free agent look at what has gone on here so far? Do they look at this management team and say, these guys don't have my back. They don't even have their hand-picked manager's back. Why would I want to sign there? This is an organization in disarray. No one's on the same page. They're not even on the same book, let alone the same page. Infuriating. And meanwhile, you watch the Phillies in the postseason. I crave a team like that. A team that just, it's fun to watch. It's exciting. Maybe one year we'll have that. the available free agents in baseball. I read an article about Shohei Ohtani, how he might see Toronto as an option. The reason being, it'll give him another country to grow his fan base. And I'm like, okay. I like this. He will make a lot of money. Will the Jays pay that amount of money? A lot of people also speculating trade Vladdy Guerrero. I can see the sales pitch on that because you could get a high return on him. But do you give up on Vladdy Guerrero at this point? I said this a couple weeks ago. Joey Votto, who has come out and said he wants to play one more year. Joey Votto, a former MVP. Joey Votto, a Canadian. Joey Votto, a leader. Sign Joey freaking Votto. He brings what that clubhouse lacks. Accountability, professionalism. I'm not saying they aren't. They're all professionals. But you need a guy to slap someone in the face and say, what are you doing? We haven't won anything. Joey Votto will be that guy. And he'll do it in a nice, even-mannered way. He'll say, act like professionals. We'll celebrate once we win everything. Joey Votto gets to play his final season in Canada. It's a no-brainer. What Joey Votto will demand on the market, I don't know. But whenever it comes to team spending, why do you care? It's not your money. Spend $50 million, $100 million a year on Shohei Ohtani. I don't care. Not my money. Spend it. People that get so invested in what they spend on players. What do you care? It's not your money. That's my philosophy. That's how I approach life. Who else we got here? We got Cody Bellinger. Ooh. Okay. We got Jock Peterson. I love Jocko. For the simple fact, he came on Jay and I's show when we were in LA. When we were in the shoe closet or the broom closet. Tim, do you remember what Jock was promoting? He was promoting something.
I do not remember, no.
But he came in and he put his feet up on the table and it looked like he was going to have a nap during the interview. And I'm like, I love this guy. This guy's relaxed. He's a cool customer. But does he fit what the Blue Jays need? I don't know. And then Teoscar Hernandez is a free agent too. Bring Teo back. Sure. But Chapman, he gone. Kiermaier, he gone. That's according to Atkins. Unless Shapiro comes in and cleans up that mess. NHL season. It's back. Preseason, too long. The preseason lasted 3 months. I haven't checked those figures, but that's what I assume. It went on forever. The NBA is doing it right. The NBA just started camp, and I think they're playing preseason games like 2 days into camp. I get why you want an extended preseason. You want guys to get into game shape. But come on. Start that season earlier. You start that season a week ago, 2 weeks ago. We aren't playing games into the heart of summer. It's simple math. And the thing that's baffling to me, which I didn't know until recently, when I was talking to my friend Sully, who is a Las Vegas Knights. Sorry, the Vegas Knights season ticket holder. Is that preseason tickets cost the same as regular season tickets? Who is paying that? Why? Those should be half price seats or freebies. It'll never happen, but they should be. Sully sent me a picture. He went to the U2 concert at the Sphere on Sunday night. He somehow avoided all pictures and videos from people who had attended the U2 concert at the Vegas Sphere so he could get it firsthand. And boy, he sent me videos. Every single video I see from that thing is jaw-dropping. So Sully enjoyed that, said it was phenomenal. And then on his way out, he ran into a buddy from the Knights who had the ring ceremony the same night. So Sully got to put on one of the new Vegas Knights Stanley Cup rings. And if you've seen pictures and videos of these rings, they're gold and they've got a hidden compartment in which they have their arena. You lift off the little top and it's got a little mini arena in there. And also, the top that you lift off can be turned into a necklace. I love it.
Who's the first guy to lose
see these rings, Tim? Sorry. And I think, what did they spend on this? Call me crazy, but I'm also like, could I just take the cash and we get cheaper rings? But that's just me. What's this, Tim? What are you saying?
I was saying, who's going to be the first guy to lose the lid to his ring?
Oh, yeah. 100%. You got kids? The lid of that ring? No one will claim accountability. They'll just say, I didn't see it. No clue. No clue, Pops. Don't know where that is. I just looked up here and... It looks like most teams played 8 games. The thing about the preseason, too, teams don't play the same amount of games. Some teams played 6, some played 9, some played 8, some played 7. What? Shouldn't there be a set amount of preseason games? Okay, we're going to get into our NHL predictions. Last year, of producer Tim, Zed Money, and myself, we went across the board. We, Vezina, Stanley Cup winner, Jack Adams Award winner, Hart. I believe I was the only one who got anything right, and I picked Jim Montgomery to win the Jack Adams. Bingo. Tim, Zed Money, you guys got nothing right, correct?
I don't remember. I think I got one thing. Didn't I get one thing right? I can't remember. Maybe the Norris. I don't know.
Well, we're dumbing it down this year. We're doing our Stanley Cup final prediction and the winner of the Hart. We will start with you, producer Tim, your winner of the Hart, your Stanley Cup final, and your Stanley Cup winner.
Well, I'm going to go in reverse order of that because I'm going to pick the Leafs to win the Cup, and I'm going to pick an all-Canadian final with Leafs and Oilers.
Okay.
And if the Leafs make the Stanley Cup final, it's probably because Austin Matthews won the Hart.
Okay, so you got Austin Matthews, and you've got the Leafs winning the Cup. Okay. Are you a Leafs fan, Tim?
A little bit.
Zed Money, are you getting on this Leafs bandwagon?
I am also a Leafs fan, but I will not be jumping on the bandwagon. For Hart, for MVP, I got Jack Hughes in New Jersey. For my Stanley Cup finals, I have Carolina facing Colorado, and I have Carolina winning everything.
Hmm. Okay, well, that changes my pick because I don't want to do similar picks. Let's go Bruins. Bruins and Kings in the Stanley Cup final with the Bruins winning the cup, and we got Connor McDavid as your Hart Trophy winner. I also bold prediction. Do you guys have any bold predictions? I say the Ottawa Senators make the playoffs this year. And I believe the Toronto Maple Leafs will make it out of the first round. Bold predictions, Tim.
My bold prediction, playing off of your bold prediction, is that the Bruins don't make the playoffs.
Whoa, I got them winning the cup. You don't have them making the playoffs. Okay.
I don't know if I have any bold predictions like that. Maybe looking at Devin Levi in Buffalo and seeing if he has enough to win the Calder. Can he carry the Sabres far enough to beat out Bedard in Chicago?
Okay.
If you're looking at the longest shots, this is off of Bet Rivers, the greatest app in the history of the world. If you want to make some money on some long shots, we've got the Canadians, Sharks, and Ducks all at the same, plus 15,000 to win the Stanley Cup. Those are the longest shots. Flyers are right there along with the Coyotes at plus 1250, 12,500. And then the Blackhawks are plus 10,000. Greatest odds to win the cup? To win it, the Avs at plus 800, followed by the Oilers plus 900 and the Hurricanes plus 950. A shocker, the Devils at plus 1,000, the same as the Leafs at plus 1,000. Those are your top five teams. Odds-wise on Bet Rivers, Avs, Oilers, Canes, Devils, Leafs. The NHL, as they go into their season, getting a lot of backlash because they have banned the use of pride tape in warmups. I ventured into the comic section and it's some people just don't understand the reason behind it. A lot of people saying, don't shove politics down our face. Pride tape has nothing to do with politics. Don't shove someone's lifestyle, their choices, their choice of how they live down our throats. Being gay is not a choice. It's how you are born. If you've spoken to anyone who is gay, they were born that way. It's not a choice. They don't wake up and say, ah, I'm going to like girls today or I'm going to like boys. It's how you were born. So these people feel outcasts at times. So the simple act of an NHL player putting pride on their stick, pride hockey tape, was a little glimmer of, hey, we love you. The way you are, we love you and we accept you. You can play hockey. We will accept you. But the NHL has given in to the players who spoke out against wearing pride jerseys because it went against their religion and said, we aren't even wading into any of this, so everything's banned. By the way, I grew up Roman Catholic. And from what I remember is Jesus loved everyone. If there is a Jesus, he was a cool dude. He would have accepted every single person on earth. So you think your religion, which a lot of people stand behind and say, that's against my religion's beliefs. You think Jesus would say, yeah, don't be promoting that. You are out to lunch. It's the simple act of saying you're welcome. And I don't know why we can't all get behind that. Just because it's not how you live your life doesn't mean the people that live their lives like that, because that's how they were born, shouldn't be accepted. Nope. That's not what we do in this house, so no one else is allowed to do it. Not on my watch. It's baffling. And so now a lot of people want like Connor McDavid, Austin Matthews, these guys to just put pride tape on their sticks and warm up and say, NHL, what are you going to do? Fine me. I don't care. It'd be very interesting if that happened. Will any NHLers do it? I don't know about that. Before we get into Boomsies Newsies, we have a very big development. A couple episodes ago, we had my cousin Eric on. He was giving us intel from the Ottawa Senators training camp, which was taking place at the hockey rink in Ottawa, in which he runs a restaurant and all of the concession stands. He was telling us what people get in their coffee. He was telling us how tall the new Sens owner is. And then he also revealed to us that the Boomsies Burger, which is on the center ice menu at the Sensplex, just steps away from Canadian Tire Center in Canada, that the Boomsies Burger was not a hot seller. In fact, it had sold zero burgers. We have an update. Eric said, "Dan, when we sell our first Boomsies Burger, I'm going to FaceTime you and you can thank the person that ordered it." Well, lo and behold, Sunday, getting ready to eat some turkey leftovers, chop up that turkey, little cubes, salt, pepper, ton of mayo, put that on a sandwich. Oh boy. I digress. About to hop in the shower. I just got out of the hot tub, so I'm free willy. And also, I'm an old, so when my phone rings, I answer it. I'm not one of these people, the phone's ringing, oh no, I answer it. So when I see my cousin Eric FaceTiming, I'm like, I don't have any clothes on, but I'm answering this phone call because I know how to hold the phone so he doesn't see too much. Eric calls. I see he's in his referee shirt, which all these staff wear at center ice. And he says, "Dan, we did it." I'm like, what's going on? "We sold the Boomsies Burger, and here's the person that bought it." And it was an older gentleman by the name of Wit. So he and I shared a laugh. I said, "Thank you." And also Witt said he really enjoyed it. I said, "Eric, so this solidifies that the Boomsies Burger stays on the menu." He said, "No shot." But we sold one. And we thank Witt for doing that. And we ended the 0-for streak. So now we don't have to live with the fact that no Boomsies Burgers were ever sold. No, you can give that to another burger on that menu. Which, I don't know which one that is. So that was an update I couldn't wait to get to you. And also the other update is Danitized starts next week here on Boomsies. We will be giving the email and the phone call of the week a Danitized item. The first one's right here. And I have sampled it, and I can't wait to tell you about it because it's maybe the greatest product. How do I describe this? It is the greatest product in this category I've ever tasted. Made right here in Canada. And it will be yours if you are the Boomsies email or phone call of the week. Yeah, let's talk. YALetstalk@gmail.com. And our phone number is 289-809-9690. Yeah, new number. The old one where it said, "You're done." Old number, "No workie." Old number, "Bye-bye." 289-809-9690. 289-809-9690. Give us a call. Tell us what you think about my Thanksgiving food rankings. How stuffing climbs the top of that mountain. Carrots, not even close to the mountain. And cranberry sauce, nowhere on the earth. Boomsies Newsies.
Well, I don't know if there's anything more important than, you know, you posting thirst traps on FaceTime, but you know.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Tim, let's be clear here. I never posted anything. I sent it to you and Z Money, the fact that I was shirtless. And again, you saw from my shoulders up. My shoulders up. And if you consider that a thirst trap, Tim, then, oh boy, we're wading into some sticky grounds. Sticky grounds?
Sticky grounds? Ew. But also, you didn't post it, but it's about to be on YouTube. So, congratulations.
Tim, do you agree with my Thanksgiving food rankings?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that's all pretty good for me. I'm not a big cranberry sauce guy. But big update for me for this Thanksgiving in that I was in Metro on Thursday buying, you know, some stuff for my Thanksgiving dinner. And I found King's Hawaiian dinner rolls at Metro. First time I've ever seen them in Canada. I used to buy them all the time when we lived in the States. And I bought them and you had to heat them up in the microwave to bring them back to fresh. But, oh, man, they were so good. So
Tim, just let you in on something here. The King's Hawaiian dinner rolls have been in Canada for at least 5 years.
Wait, I've never seen them.
I've been buying them since I've been back from LA. We get them all the time.
Well, thanks for sharing information, Dan.
I just thought that's like saying, hey, did you try Cheerios? It's just common knowledge that they're in the stores. They're so much so at No Frills, that they always have them right at the entrance, one of the hot buys. They always have a huge stack of them right at the entrance to No Frills.
I always shop at Metro just because I get air miles. So, I don't know. I'd never seen them. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, well, so here, Tim, I'm going to blow your mind with something else, and this is a viewing tip that I set out to review it and watch it so that I could give my honest feedback. Netflix. Tim, this is a streaming service that's available in Canada in which you can watch any show or movie that they have on there. Netflix. One of the new series they have is Beckham. I have to admit, the last few Netflix sports series I have not been enamored by. The Johnny Manziel one left me wanting a lot more. Didn't explain a lot of things. Left a lot of details out. The, what was the other one, Tim? The Florida football?
The Tebow, yeah.
That was bad. Left a lot of things out. That was like an Urban Meyer puff piece. Did not like that one. So I waded into this one thinking, okay, is David Beckham the executive producer? This is just going to focus on making him look like a good guy. Not that he was seen as a bad guy before this. But I went in with an open mind, which I do to almost everything that I watch. I don't watch trailers. I don't watch previews. I don't read reviews. I go in with a blank slate. And I watched the entire David Beckham Netflix series. And I give it a 5 boomsies out of 5. I had things to do. I had family functions to get to. And I'm like, I can't stop watching. I want to know more. And they would tell you more. They went over every detail of his life. The good, the bad, the ugly. His courtship with Posh Spice. Him becoming a father. Him changing his teams. Him coming to America. In which the MLS, man, they got made fun of a lot there. The early days of the MLS, it looked like rec league soccer. It was not good. They even go to the current day, David Beckham. I won't give any details out, but it's up to like, did they just shoot this last week? They did leave out the money that he made during his career, which was a lot because I believe his LA Galaxy deal was $250 million for 5 years. And they did leave out what he bought Inter Miami for and what they're worth now. I believe he bought that MLS team for $80 million. And now with Leo Messi on that roster, that team is valued at $1 billion. It will turn out to be the greatest investment that he's ever made. Without giving any spoilers away, the one huge takeaway was David Beckham would go from a shaved head to long hair in like no time. I don't know if he has super hair growing capabilities, but I've been growing this coif since February. So we're 8 months in, 8-9 months in. It takes a long time to grow long hair. So I highly recommend you watch it. You don't even need to be a big soccer fan, because there's a lot of posh spice in there as well. Although the other Spice Girls don't really show up. One of them does. But the rest of them, I don't know if they called them. And she is also, I believe, very wealthy off a makeup line. If I'm not mistaken, let me just Google search this right now. Posh Spice makeup. Victoria Beckham makeup. Yes, Victoria Beckham beauty. They are a very wealthy family. And again, no spoilers, but for a family that has all this money, the ending of this series is kind of humorous. Because David Beckham, he's hanging out in this spot, and he says he spends all day there, like 12 hours a day. And you're looking at it, and you're like, why are you hanging out there? You got all these other spots to hang out. Why are you hanging out there for 12 hours? I found myself chuckling at that. So the Beckham Netflix series, highly recommend. Stuffing, I highly recommend. And the NHL, getting your head out of your ass, I highly recommend. And there might be one or two of you listening to what I said about the Pride tape and saying, oh, I knew Dan was one of those people. What am I? A people that accepts everyone and wants them to be accepted by everyone? Yeah, I'm one of those guys. I want everyone to be loved. I don't want anyone persecuted. I just want everyone to feel welcome, especially in the sport of hockey, in which if there's ever a sport that's forever needed an image makeover, it's hockey. There's horror stories that come out of locker rooms at all ages. From 5-year-olds up to 55-year-olds. And if you've ever played hockey in this country, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's the sport's dirty secret, what goes on in the room. So if we can somehow change that with fucking hockey tape, why wouldn't we? So in the meantime, have yourself a hell of a week. Use the leaf rule to its full effect, because we've only got a couple of weeks of golf left. In the meantime, hug someone and just be nice. It doesn't cost you anything.
Welcome to Boomsies with Dan O'Toole. Live from Orno in the heart of Ontario. Oh, baby, Boomsies.
Thanks for listening to Boomsies.